This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Thing in the National League. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. All right, let's lay it out. That was last night. The Padres, who are still alive to take the division from the Dodgers, they finished that game with a triple play, as you heard there last night. Joe Davis on the call. So, Hugh, we wake up today, and the Dodgers still have a half-game lead over the Phillies for the best record. They have a two-game lead in their division. But we keep talking about who we want the Phillies to play or who they could play. We have to now throw this little wrinkle in the mix. The Dodgers could be an opponent for the Phillies in the wild card, in the divisional round. The Padres could steal the NL West. If the Padres win out, including two more against the Dodgers tonight and tomorrow, they win the West. So the Dodgers aren't locked into their own division, even though right now they're the number one seed. It's pretty wild, Hugh. The team that's number one right now isn't even a lock to win their own division. This thing could change a lot in the next few days.
Yeah, because you're talking about what the Padres have, 91 games won and to 93?
To 93.
Don't they have the tiebreaker against the Dodgers?
They do. So yeah. If the Padres win the next two, that would mean they're tied. And then if they win out the rest of the weekend, they win the division. Like, they control the West if they win out. The Phillies right now are the two. Their magic number for at least the two seed is two. So the Brewers won last night. Phillies obviously lost. So we still need a magic number of two to clinch at least a bye. I'm not worried about that. I'm still not. As far as the rest of the teams, there's some weather that's now factoring in here, Kyle, between the Mets and the Braves that could throw this whole thing into a city. So there's a significant storm down south. Mets and Braves might not be able to play today or tomorrow, which means they'd probably have to play Monday to finalize this?
Like a doubleheader Monday, in the worst-case scenario. And that puts them in position to have to play the very next day having a doubleheader.
Oh, my goodness. Doubleheader Monday, and then right to a playoff game Tuesday for the winner.
And then what that does is probably forces them into not using one of their top two starters, considering that those two games Monday are going to be very important.
It also screws the Diamondbacks potentially, because they're the team that might have one of the, like, on Sunday, the Diamondbacks might not know, are we in, or do we have to wait to see if the Mets lose both or Braves lose both?
They might have to doubleheader to find out.
Yeah, that throws the whole thing off heading into next week. I still think the Dodgers are going to find a way to win one of these next two against San Diego and win the West, but that's suddenly not locked in anymore.
Well, that could have a ripple effect through the NLDS too, just depending on how the pitching matchups have to set up for, say they squeak out with having to use their third and fourth starters in one of those games.
The teams that seem to be in the best shape based on what we just talked about are the Phillies, as long as they get two more wins or, get the number two wrapped up, and Milwaukee, because Milwaukee's going to be penciled into the three, and they're just going to set themselves up for next week. Dodgers, Padres, Mets, Diamondbacks, Braves, it's all coming down to this final weekend.
So, I know that I said I didn't want to see the Braves in the postseason.
Now, do you?
Well, because I kind of want to see the Mets collapse again. I can't get enough of that stuff.
Yeah, I saw something this morning, someone writing about the Mets saying it's like the horror movie all over again. They go to Atlanta and they can't win.
I need that so bad.
Happened to them, when they were the front runners, two years ago.
Yeah, in 22, they had a big lead on the Braves, and didn't they get swept at the end of the season?
Yeah, they did.
That's awesome.
And that's when they had Scherzer and DeGrom, too. They were supposed to.
They might not even get these games in next week. It's supposed to be pretty bad in Georgia. They're talking about, power outages and stuff like that.
They could end up moving these games.
Oh, to a different stadium, like the NFL does sometimes?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be bad. It's supposed to be real bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be wild for everyone involved. And then baseball, we might not even know who the Phillies are playing next, like who they even could potentially play until like Tuesday or Monday night. Yeah, it's going to be wild to see how this plays out. But the Phillies, how about just win tonight? How about knock this thing down to one for the magic number for the two seed, and then we go from there. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Tom in the Northeast. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
What's up, Tom?
What's up, Tom?
Dude, look, I've been on so long that it was before Seth Joyner came on. You know, and I really wanted to talk to Seth. I never heard him leave. What happened?
You mean like leave the show?
Yeah, stuff to do.
Yeah,
I know, brother, but, yo, hey, Hugh.
Yes, sir.
It's a pleasure. You're
Thank
a gentleman.
You.
I agree with you. Your baseball knowledge is second to none. Rojas
second
is
to
not
a lot
problem.
Of people.
And I will, and look, if you buy me a number 99 Taiwan Walker jersey, I will wear it.
I don't think anybody would.
Yeah, I was in the team store last night, Tom. I didn't see many.
If anybody wants to get rid of one, see, I'll tell you why. If we're worried about the nine-hole hitter, and in a league that the pitcher used to hit 3 years ago, you know, if I'm the manager of that club, I'm feeling pretty good about my 1-8 lineup, and Rojas is a plus-A outfielder. Am I right, Hugh, or not?
Plus A outfielder, yes.
So,
not a hitter.
Yeah.
Not
Tom,
so much a hitter.
I understand your point, but yes. It's not a pitching league anymore.
Brother, I get it. Look, they're at 93, 94 wins, okay? They're jockeying for position. The Mets don't scare me because I believe the Phillies don't like the Diamondbacks being in the playoffs. They just seem to really handle the Phillies well for some reason. Now, as far as your number five starter goes, hey, look, if I'm going into the playoff and I'm Rob, my theory is if I got four studs and a number five guy questionable, I'm not worried about it. I got Colby Allard. I got all kinds of options I can run out at number five. They're trying to get their $72 million money worth. And
this show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Trying not to bruise his confidence. I mean, you agree, Hugh, or?
You talking about with Rojas?
No, Taiwan.
Taiwan.
No, Rojas, correct, and Taiwan.
Yeah, but it can't help his confidence when he's getting booed on and off the mound.
Oh, I think it's unfair. Why put him in with bases loaded?
Yeah, that was not smart. I agree,
Yeah, but you know what? Again, Rob is managing for the end game. They got their noses swatted last year by Arizona Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm.
They realized they celebrated too early. The goal was the World Series, and they get to watch the Diamondbacks celebrate. They get to watch the World Series. They get to realize that maybe they took Sanchez and Ranger out too soon in those earlier games in 3 and 4 and overmanaged the bullpen.
They probably did. Yeah, Tom, in retrospect, they didn't have enough arms, and they went
Correct.
Too early, and then they kind of ran themselves. They twist
brother.
Themselves into a pretzel last year. Yep.
Yeah. Yo, brother, they got them now. They got that bullpen is tight.
I agree.
They got four starters. Look, they would love to put Taiwan on the roster if they get to a 7-game series, because then you can hide him in a bullpen and not have him on the sidelines on the outside looking in, and maybe throw him in the garbage game like last night. You know, I think if you put him in a clean inning, if you put Banks or if you put someone else in to clean up that bases-loaded mess, I don't think Taiwan's night goes the way it goes.
Maybe not. And that was a tough inning for him. Tom, we appreciate the call. I just want to point this out before, because we're about to head into October, and it's a good phone call there. We're going to do the Rojas thing again, right? Like, you know, we're going to go into October again. And, Hugh, my guess is, so last night Austin Hayes was activated. He came back from the IL yesterday.
Mm.
And he had a hit, and he had four strong throws from the outfield. I actually was impressed last night with Austin Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to start the postseason with Rojas starting in center, and then it'll be a platoon in left field with Marsh and Hayes, depending on if it's righty or lefty.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason they traded for Austin Hayes is they have a hedge now. If Rojas
isn't hitting,
right, if
they can put him in the lineup.
Exactly. If Rojas is hitting decent enough with his defense, he's going to play. But now they have a hedge, and they need one. And to the point that a caller made about the nine-hole hitter, it's not that big of a deal. Last year in the NLCS, remember the name Geraldo Perdomo, the shortstop for the Diamondbacks? He hit ninth. He hit .333 in that series with eight hits. Like, you can't just give away outs.
Clutch.
You can't, right. So I'm okay. I'm guessing Rojas will start game one next Saturday. It'll be Marsh in left, but he's got to hit a little bit. Otherwise, he doesn't play.
Yeah, because the one thing that I think everybody remembers is in that moment, even though, you know, it was a bad spot to be in. They remember in the waning moments of that last game, the bat was on his shoulder.
Yeah, he was overmatched.
Yeah, and it was like that's where he caught all the ire that he caught this year. Is because people don't want to relive that moment that he was in last year when he was on the mound. I mean, in the box trying to hit the ball.
Yeah, they can't go down with the ship. If he's hitting, great. Then he gets to play because he has great defense. If he's not, then you got to make a change. 215-592-9094. All right, coming up, we have a glimpse inside the everyday life of Nick Sirianni later on. And Kellen Moore audio from yesterday on the collaboration between offensive coaches on game day. Interesting. You know, Kellen asked, like, how does this work? How often does Sirianni actually jump in? Is that normal? Has it happened before? You'll hear from Kellen Moore, your phone calls as well. Sirianni hurts, bigger concern for the Eagles as we move forward. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. This year, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl Squares you game you've always known, only way better. That's because your numbers aren't just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself. You can pick as many as you like. You get to see the odds beforehand, and you bet them live during the game. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and bet on Squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you can get $200 of bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94